Hey, so what's up with Chris Laker? I'm Chris Laker, your host, and it's 4:20. I'm not high right now, but it's the weed day and Hitler's birthday and Columbine anniversary. Which they did for Hitler's birthday, so it's kind of a double. You can't really separate those two, you know. Why remember the sad? Let's remember the happy. Weed day. Oh, that reminds me, because I got a email from Ruby. Here it is. She's talking about episode 70 when I was talking about, because I forgot to mention 69ing on episode 69, which really upset me. So I did an episode 70. Why not? And she said, I was going to write to say I didn't think 69ing was out of style, but then I realized you would know much better than me because of this weekend jacking. Maybe you and Micah can revive 69ing. I believe in you both. Ruby. Thanks, Ruby. It's good to believe in us. I guess we could revive it. I think it's a public opinion thing. You're saying it's I don't think like to do two things. You know, they like to enjoy one thing without having to do the other. But that's just what I hear people say. You're talking about this weekend jacket. I don't see a lot of 69ing in pornography, and I think there's good reason for that. It happens, but it's lack of focus. Where do you put the camera? Are you doing a wide shot? You know, you really, wide shots are not where you want to be in porn, I think. You know, there's a lot of close up. So, but if you're saying Ruby's the one in college, so she's saying it's going down in the college, if the college kids are with it, then maybe it's a bigger thing. There's a bunch of stuff that's big that I don't know. But I try to stay on top of shit. I try to know what's going down. But you got to be like in high school to really know, or college. So, but thanks for the email, Ruby. It is 11:44. So I was trying to see if Kevin could Skype in, because I've been getting up too early for him because he's on the West Coast and he wanted to call in. And nothing. But it's 4:20. 4:20, man, is a fun day. People like to shit on it. People like to make fun of people that smoke weed, and they like to make fun of 4:20. 4:20 is just funny. It's just funny that there's a day to smoke weed. And all the people that celebrate it are getting high anyway. So it's just kind of funny to have a day. There used to be these big parties that I would go to on 4:20, but they ended. Because, I mean, I'm sure there's other parties, but there was one person that would throw the best 4:20 parties. And she realized that was a thankless job, throwing the best 4:20 party. So, it's just another day, but be a little bit thankful that there's weed in the world. And it would be nice. Listen, I'm not saying they're going to give people the day off. They should. It should be just like a day off holiday. We call it something else. But, I mean, that would have been funnier if they turned like another holiday, like a they should turn Columbus Day into the weed holiday, because people are so shitty on Columbus Day. You get parking rules suspended, banks are closed, some people get off. It's a real holiday. But nobody does anything for Christopher Columbus, one. There's some Italian parade, but that doesn't count. And everybody just points out that day that Christopher Columbus was a dick, and he did a bunch of shitty stuff, and he didn't even know where he was, and all that. So make that the weed holiday, whatever day. I don't even know what part of the year. That's how shitty the holiday is. I don't even know what season it's in. But I say, make that the weed holiday, and we're in business. I have a lot of good holiday ideas. I would make a good. I don't know who's in charge. Who's in charge of holidays? I would be good at. There should be an office or something. A government office. I think it's just like this, the fucking, they just pass bills. But I mean, there should be an office monitoring this stuff. So it gets stagnant. Let's see, Kevin, sorry for the umming. So I guess, let's see. News. Support for marijuana legalization at all time high. 61% of Americans think marijuana should be legal. A 5-point increase from last year. See, how did we get 5 points cooler there? And we still have the president. I don't know. That's Rover pipeline spills more than 2 million gallons of drilling fluid in Ohio wetlands. I don't know. These pipelines, everybody hates them, and they sound shitty. I'm anti-pipeline. I guess New York City mayor announced a proposal to raise cigarette price from $10.50 to $13 a pack. They're at $14 a pack. Where the hell are the people buying cigarettes for $10.50 in New York City? I still be smoking cigarettes that only cost $10.50. That's a bargain. But to curb teen smoking. See, that's the problem, is the teens are the ones that should be smoking. That's when you look cool doing it. That's when it's fun. The price should go up as you get older. Like, when you're 16, cigarettes should be, like, $3. And then, 5 minutes, man, that's too long. Well, Kevin was like, give me 5 minutes. I guess I could give him 5 minutes. So we'll have a caller in 5 minutes, probably. You'll know, because it'll be in the description. Let me see. I gotta open up Skype and shit. Okay, there he is. Well, that was my cigarette plan. Raise the price as you get older. I would say under 16, they're free. If you're cool enough to start smoking when you're 12, that shit shouldn't cost you any money. Alright. And then they just give you, when you hit like 23, they just give you a vape. And you're not allowed to smoke cigarettes anymore. I'm not saying I'm going to email that to Bill de Blasio. Our fine mayor. O'Reilly stuff, a bunch of O'Reilly things. He's gone. He's a piece of shit. He's going to get paid way more money than anybody. He's going to get paid like tens of millions of dollars, or like over $10 million to leave that piece of shit. Sorry if you're a Bill O'Reilly fan, but he is a he's a piece of shit. That's the best way to describe him. Well, now I just got to kill time till I talk to Kevin. That was I had a tweet too from Pietro. Said, give Ethan a shout out for me, please. I just visited Portland today for the first time for work. Oh, shit. Here's Kevin on Skype. Hello.
Chris Laker.
Kevin, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I slept in a little bit, so I was able to talk to you. You're in California, so
San Diego, yes.
Sweet. So you, what time you get up?
Around 7:30. I'm a stay-at-home father, so it depends on what time the baby wakes up and when he's ready to start his day.
Yeah.
Before she goes to work, so.
Stay-at-home dad. That's the most important job in the world. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I've been doing that since last August.
Sweet.
And before that, I was lecturing at a university in Tokyo, so it's kind of a big change in careers, but it's fantastic.
How'd you say Tokyo?
I was Tokyo.
that's good. Thank it you. Almost sounds like you're making fun of it, but you're really being authentic.
Well, I can do it with a straight face, so that's how you can tell I'm not making fun
yeah.
of
it. What were you doing at the school there?
I was a university lecturer at a couple of universities, and I was teaching mainly academic English to scientists.
Yeah, that's cool. So you could teach your kid. You could teach your kid English.
Yeah. Well, it's his native language. It's his first language, and his mother speaks to him in Italian because she's half Italian. And so, yeah, he's grown up bilingual, but he ain't anyway.
All right. Is Italian good for people to know? What's that get you?
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, any additional language is going to come in handy.
Yeah.
Going on during development, and that leads to better performance at schools and cognitive abilities and things like that. So,
yeah,
you're doing the child a favor if you speak another language to him or her.
That's
in addition to the native language.
That's cool. Yeah, I should have learned a language. That was my problem. I never learned another language.
Well, you've got the good roll of the dice with having English as your native language. That's a tough one to learn.
Yeah, that's the best one. Well, it's the one that most people know, and you can go around talking it. But it would be nice to know. Something else. Italian would be all right, but that, I don't. Spanish mm-hmm. would be good. Or yeah, do you know? What do they speak in Tokyo?
Japanese.
They speak Japanese. So, you know Japanese?
I actually started studying Japanese when I was 11.
Because that shit's crazy.
Yeah, I kept it up the whole way through and did an undergrad degree in Japanese. I did it in high school as well. I could take it in high school from when I was 13 all the way till I was 17. So, yeah, that came in handy.
This is like a dumb question, but I don't understand how people... In other languages that don't use the like Because that's like all characters. Mm-hmm. How do they text on their phone? There can't be a key for every character.
Okay, so that's a good question. So in Japanese, there are three writing systems. Okay, so you've got like hiragana, which is used for native Japanese words. You've got katakana, which is used for foreign loan words. So by foreign loan word, I mean, you know how we say sushi in English instead of using a bunch of words to describe what it is?
Uh-huh.
So there are a few in English, and there are tons and tons and tons of those in Japanese. So, you know, American football is like amezuto. So, you know, it can sound kind of like it, or it can be something quite far away from what it sounds like. So they've got a writing system called katakana, which is used for that. And then there's the kanji, which is actually derived from Chinese characters. It's simplified Chinese characters. So what you'll do is, with your phone, or if you're on the computer, you'll text in each of the characters in hiragana, and you'll use some hiragana, and you'll be able to, there'll be like a line comes underneath, you hit the space bar or whatever, and then a selection of kanji will come up, the Chinese characters, and you choose which kanji suits the word that you want to express. So it sounds complicated, and it is somewhat, but once you get the hang of it, it's second nature. It used to be that you had to write all of these characters out by hand, and so you had to have them memorized, basically.
Yeah.
As long as you can read them and recognize them when you see them, you can use them. So it definitely enhances one's literacy in Japanese. And for Chinese, I'm not sure. I would imagine it's something similar, although I don't know.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Well, I always wondered that, and now I know. But that's cool. Well, Kevin, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening to the show and for listening to the old show and being around. I appreciate it.
All good. I enjoy the show.
All right, man. So I'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right, go for it, bro.
Okay.
Just a second. I don't know why I just said bro. I don't bro people. I just it was very odd for me, but it came out. But yeah, let's go. I want to hear them.
Okay. So I noticed on Facebook we are mutual friends with a gentleman by the name of Alex Cole.
Yes, he's a comedian originally from San Francisco. I believe he might live in Los Angeles now. I haven't seen him in a while since he moved. He was in New York, and then he left New York, and I haven't seen him.
Right, which is crazy because he actually stayed at my house on January 16th, 1997.
Wow.
Nuts.
Yeah.
So the reason he came through town was he was on tour with a band called Your Mother, who are a punk band from the Bay Area. And he was traveling around. I think he kind of wanted to go on vacation, so he was friends with the band anyway and just came along. So he came through. I remember we made a huge vegetarian curry. And Alex didn't actually do anything musical, but he wore like a baby's onesie, like a adult-sized baby's onesie.
Yeah.
And then while the band were playing, he'd go on stage and like eat cereal straight out of the box, like with no milk. And then he did like jokes between songs. I think the drummer from that band as well, I forget his name, but he would walk around the venue wearing a pair of boxer shorts, asking if people wanted to see his cock. And if they said yes, he'd pull up the leg, and he had a tattoo of a rooster on his upper thigh.
Oh. It was that's a good joke.
Yeah. And then I think after the show, like, I played in bands as well, and my band were playing support. And so after the show, we went round to our drummer and guitarist's house, and they threw like a bit of an after party. and they freaked out because there was a replica gun stripped down and on the table. And in New Zealand, most people don't have handguns or anything like that. This was just a model gun, and they freaked out. They thought that we were like drug dealers or something like that. But yeah.
So that's cool. You had some punk rock days there in New Zealand.
Yeah, punk rock, hardcore, death metal as well. I was doing vocals.
Oh, wow.
Drumming in bands and did some recordings and released records and CDs. And I did that in Japan as well for many, many years.
What's one of the bands? Are they on Spotify?
Spotify, I would doubt it very much. People go to YouTube and search the band Gyarandu, Gyarandu. There's a split 7-inch with us in a Japanese band called Unholy Grave. That's probably the what I'd want people to find, basically.
All right, everybody look for that. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Good talking to you. Yeah. I'll call it another day with an even crazier story.
All right, good.
Not that any of my stories today were particularly crazy by any stretch, but...
Well, whenever I'm up, I'm recording around noon, I'll hit you up.
Yeah, I've always got a tale to tell.
Great. all right, Kevin, I'll see you later, man.
Keep doing the show, you've got lots of listeners.
Oh, great.
And Rob from Brighton should call in, too.
He should. I've never heard that dude's voice either. Yeah. All right, Kevin. Well, it's good to talk to you. All right. See ya.
Thank you very much. See you later.
All right. There is Kevin from San Diego, but he's a New Zealand dude. And thanks for calling in, Kevin. You can call in, too. I'll talk to any one of you motherfuckers. Just email me, chris@chrislaker.com, and I'll get you Skype. And we'll... Then you can talk to me. Isn't that something? Pretty soon I'll be too big to do that. So get in now. Hey, if you don't mind, go over to iTunes. Look for my album, Moments of Greatness. You don't have to buy it. I don't give a shit if you buy it. Just write a review. Give it 5 stars. Say this album's amazing. Then go listen to it on Spotify or whatever streaming service you have. It's on all the... You don't have to buy... Who's going to buy an album when you have Apple Music or whatever? You know, who's going to... You know, that's crazy. But go into the thing and rate it, because my reviews got deleted because the name of the label, New Wave, changed to like Comedy Dynamics, blah, blah, blah. And then some change deleted all my fucking reviews. Really sucks. Anyway, that'd be cool if you could do that. Happy 420. Smoke that herb. We love you.